Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 The Ticket, the Jamie and Stoney program. Jamie Samuelson, Dan Leach in for Mike Stone. He'll be back with us on Thursday along with Tony Ortiz and Heather Park. We got Jalen Rose coming up at 9:18, of course, from ESPN and the Fat Five and Michigan and all the above. And Evan Jenkins, Mr. Sock from Smut, online webcams, things like that. He'll join us at 9:35 this
morning. Dirt sites.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because Heather had this in her news about an hour or so ago, and we have more hacked celebrity photos. Look, this has been going on in drips and drabs for years, going back to like Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Remember about what that was, 5 or 6 years ago those first got leaked? The infamous Aaron Andrews reverse peephole cam.
That was one that you don't watch.
Well, that's it's interesting you bring that up because I'm going to ask you then where you draw the line.
Sure.
And now today we have news that, among others, Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn, and Catherine McPhee, among others, right? Who are some of the other names?
Miley Cyrus. Christian Stewart.
I like that Malibu song by Cyrus.
Say that again?
I like her new song, Malibu.
Okay, good.
I didn't think I would like another Miley Cyrus song, but I do.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate it.
Got to let the people know.
All right. I will admit, as most of what we do on the air, I'm stealing this from Howard Stern, but Howard Stern made this point, and that is that a crime was committed against these people.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Definitely was.
And as a result of that, these pictures are out there. So as humans, because we all are humans, mm-hmm. and as law-abiding citizens, as two of the three people in this room are, me and you, Heather.
Yes.
Is it the right thing to look at these pictures? Because there's clearly a curiosity factor.
Is it the right thing to do?
Well, no. I mean,
no?
I think we all agree it's not the right thing to
yes.
do. But I think we also all agree that not every one of us has lived a perfect sin-free life.
No,
we've
uh-huh.
done some things wrong.
And I
okay?
mentioned when it first came, the first one happened, well, not the first one, but the one with Kate Upton and JV, mm-hmm. that I was, you know, I'm like, should I look at this? And I really wanted to. I mean,
yes.
for research purposes and other reasons.
I looked at them.
But I looked at them, and did I at certain times feel bad that, you know, I'm looking at these pictures that are supposed to be private?
I felt bad for the people who were
right,
hacked.
Right,
I
me too.
I didn't feel bad about myself. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm better than you. But moralistically, is that a word? I just made it up.
I like it.
Morally, the more I thought about it, and like I said, I heard Stern talk about this on the radio, I realized, God, it's an awful thing to do.
No, it really is.
And so when I heard these pictures came out last night, mm-hmm. and I'm not casting judgment because I know a lot of people who will look. I did not look, and I have not looked. So if I'm going down my checklist, yes, I watched the Aaron Andrews video. I did. And yes, I did look at the Upton pictures. I did, okay?
Me too.
But I did not look at these ones that leaked out last night because the more I thought about it, the more it's like, does me not looking at it change a thing? It does not. More pictures will be hacked, sadly. And that's the awful world that we live in. But they're not my pictures to see. That's kind of the way I feel about it.
Full disclosure, I have not looked at those pictures yet because I did not know about it until this morning.
But you plan to.
I plan to.
I looked at them.
Okay.
I did look at them. So I was finding articles about this, and one of the websites I found told me who was posting them. And I'd never heard of this website before, so I had to go on it.
And it was?
And boom.
Don't say the website, because I don't want to give them
the
website.
No, I'm not going to say the website.
You told me.
You can find it by Googling it,
okay.
I'm sure.
But you did say what the website was, and I got to say, when you told me what the website was, I thought to myself, I don't know that I would necessarily want to put that web address in my browser.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
I
it kind of scared me like,
I did.
My
and
credit
I've heard
card
of it
is
before,
immediately getting hacked.
Yeah, maybe a little.
And I didn't.
Yeah.
Little on the
unseemly
side.
I didn't click through all of the photos, but I definitely scrolled the page and saw enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Heather, let me ask you this. Not to make this about, you know, a male or female thing, but I think, not that men should have their privacy too, but women, it's, you know, women are posing more in magazines and the naked stuff. I'm not saying men don't, but it's more people look at women naked than men, I think. I mean, I could be wrong about my studies, but
I think that's safe to assume.
I think it's pretty safe. As a woman, knowing that there are other women, that their privacy, not that the men don't matter, but I just wonder how you feel about that as a woman.
Some of these photos that I saw, I can't believe these women actually took these photos.
Oh, the Hope Solo ones, I couldn't believe either.
That was my thing, is that...
Now you see you're making
me
want to look.
These? And they're not, there's some that I saw of Miley Cyrus that I,
well,
she's
nuts.
Why is, and somebody was taking this photo of her. Why is this photo being taken in the first place is what crossed my mind. I mean, I get if you're in a relationship, we've talked about this before, you might want to send your significant other a photo.
I have.
And some of those that were on there were like, okay, that's fine, whatever. But that's what crossed my mind. Ladies, why are you taking these certain
and
photos?
That, and that would be... And
that's what boggles my mind.
I don't want to steal any thunder, but that would be the defense of people who look, which is, hey, listen, it's 2017. With the technology and the people, it's essentially... If you're going to take a picture of yourself...
Playing Russian roulette? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in a way, yeah. In a way, it's kind of like...
digital Russian roulette.
It's kind of like if you're on your phone and you're conducting... bank business or whatever for large amounts of money. If you're on a Wi-Fi network, a public Wi-Fi network, and you're have your password, your bank account, whatever, and you're putting it out there, it's almost like you're asking for it. But I'm not there yet though. I'm not because to me that's the slippery slope of the whole. Oh, she was asking for it. No one's asking to have a crime committed against them.
And,
this is a crime.
It is. You asked me where I would draw the line. I mentioned the Aaron Andrews thing. Did I watch it? Yes, but that was. That was awful.
So there is no line for you.
You said you watched it too.
I did not watch the Aaron Andrews.
I did it for research purposes. I want to be able to comment on it.
But did you not watch it for moral reasons, or did you not watch it because you couldn't find it?
Oh, I never looked.
Yeah.
I mean, I just didn't. I had heard so much about it. It wasn't something that I needed to see.
Right. And I'm going to be totally honest. I did watch it, but that is something I felt very bad about. And you mentioned feeling bad for the people. I wasn't watching that for, you know, to get excited. I really wanted to see what was going on. It was a horrible thing that happened to her. And I actually stayed at that hotel, the same hotel in Nashville, on a trip with the Detroit Titans basketball team. So it was all kind of converging for me. And
you're
I
a big
felt,
Nashville guy.
I love that city.
Yeah.
Music City, baby. Big Titans, Music on Miracle, or the Music City Miracle, too. But I'm telling you, that I felt awful for her.
Right.
For the fact that we have people that are going to do things like that. But Jamie, you just said it. It is, if you, I'm not, she's not in the same case or same boat as like an Upton or a JV, or I haven't seen these new pictures, people that are taking them and sending them and knowing that they've got people that are maybe after their phone numbers, the Sony hack, the other hack that happened recently, the HBO one where people's numbers and emails were hacked. With Aaron Andrews, it was another level. And I guess you asked me where I draw the line. It should be something like that.
Let's go to Jason and Novi, 97 won the ticket. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just, you guys shouldn't feel too bad about looking at them, because I have a feeling that a lot of these pictures are put, I mean, they're put in the cloud. They have to know that these things are going to get hacked. I have a feeling that this is like a big publicity stunt. They want their pictures up there, and then when they get hacked, they can feign righteous indignation. Oh, I never wanted to be hacked in the first place. But they're getting, you know, publicity. We're talking about these people. They don't have to, like, you know, they're not posing in Playboy, but their nude photos are getting out there.
I think Jason, you could be right. I'm not saying you're 100% wrong, but I think it's a pretty cynical view. And I don't know about the current batch of the celebrities that Heather listed off earlier. I'm pretty damn sure that Verlander and Upton didn't want those pictures out there.
I don't think these people did either.
If you saw these photos, these are not photos anyone would want out there.
It's not their best look, if you will.
No, I mean, it's not. There's no way that these celebrities thought, if this gets leaked,
this is good
this
for
is
me.
Be great for me.
But
there's
no
way.
Simply being cynical in Hollywood, you know, no news is bad news. Bad news is good regardless whether it's making them look bad or not, because we are talking about them. Some of they're going to sue. There's going to be interviews, you know, primetime live interviews, Diane Sawyer, whoever, and it's going to bring some more light to these people's careers. I agree that Kate Upton and Jennifer Lawrence, they don't need to be out there like that.
No.
But some of these celebrities, I'm not saying that they're doing it on purpose. They're probably not that angry, because it's going to get them a lot of people that feel bad for them. It's going to get a lot of publicity and maybe interview and opportunities because of it.
And to be honest, once you've seen these photos, it doesn't really make you think any differently of these people.
Right?
Now that I see Verlander, I don't look at him differently and be like, huh.
No, I'm not saying that.
I've got a totally different opinion of you now.
No, I don't think they want these out. I'd be shocked if they did.
But what about the sex tape thing? Because sometimes you think the sex tapes, they don't want them out, and they did it because they want publicity.
Yeah, no,
Kim Kardashian?
Right. I could be wrong.
But those
like
are normally people who
Paris?
Don't have that celebrity yet.
Kardashian
and they
was
released,
huge when that happened.
Well, she got huge because of that tape. She was not a celebrity
before the tape.
She was not.
Yeah. What about A Night with Paris? She was huge. Paris Hilton?
Before the tape, though?
Oh, yeah. She was on the show with Nicole Richie for years before that. I'm telling you, some of these sex tapes that have come out feel like they could be publicity grabs by some of them.
Dan's a big sex tape guy.
I mean, who doesn't?
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. These celebrity pictures have been hacked. Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn, Miley Cyrus. Will you look? Will you not look? Will you take some sort of a moral stand? Do morals even exist anymore? These are these deep questions we're asking this morning.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.